Welcome back to another episode of the Fool's Cast. My name is Jonah, and I'm joined by my good friends David.
What's up?
Blake.
I gotta get the script.
And Gorski.
I'm still blonde. Boys, I haven't seen you guys in a while now. What's been going on? Blake, how about you?
What's been going on in life?
Yeah, like what you been up to recently?
Been a slave to the game. The game's been taking me under, beating me black and blue.
What game? Talking about 2K?
No, I've been talking about work.
Talking about work?
Yeah. Well, you still work at Enterprise, right?
Fuck, man.
Where do you work now? What?
Mosquito Joe's. Sign up now and get a half acre for $39.99 on your first residential berry spray.
Yo, what if we get that sponsorship, dude, though?
No, I
get that bag.
We had to postpone the podcast because I was sicker than a dog.
I had an ear infection and a sore throat.
I could barely talk.
And I was pissed because we did have to reschedule.
I wasn't pissed. I was just, like, chilling.
Yeah.
What do we got on the menu for today, Gorski?
So today we're going to be talking about...
Wait, how have you guys been? We didn't answer
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I got skipped right over, bro.
This ain't the blah blah show. Yeah, how about you, Dave? What's been up with you?
I've been chilling, playing COD. I had a college orientation this week, which is ass.
Did you fly there?
Huh?
Did you fly there?
No, I didn't fly there, you fuck.
Shit, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yo, can you do helicopters, too?
No.
Can you pick
helicopters
up the,
are a death trap.
What's that thing from GTA?
Tanks?
Nope.
The fuck?
The thing that you can pick, like, cars up with?
Oh, the cargo?
Cargo Bob?
Cargo Bob, whatever.
No, that's cargo the big Titan plane, isn't it?
No, cargo Bob used to pick up people all the time.
C-130?
Huh?
No, the cargo bomb, yeah. The one with the hook?
Yeah.
That's the cargo bomb, bro.
Cargo bomb or Bob?
Bob.
Bomb.
Like Bob the Builder?
Bomb.
Yo, shout out Bob.
Bomba.
Shut up.
All right,
What about you, Jonah?
I've been living the dream, you know?
Sick.
Working, being sick.
Under Jordan's whip.
Yeah. Yeah, don't even get me started on that Enterprise action right now.
Well, hey, it's good. We're happy that you're back.
Wait, why don't you go work at Mosquito Joe's with your boy?
Blake won't let me.
What?
He's controlling where you work.
Yeah, no.
Got
he
no
told him not to hire me.
Way at that boy. I'm a slave to the game.
No, I just got a raise because I've been the Enterprise for a year or so.
That's good.
Oh, you about to get taken out to lunch. You got a 10
actually,
price
no
limit.
Yeah, so if you're at Enterprise for a year, you get taken out to lunch, and he talks about called a year in review. He talks about your year working there, and you get a raise if your year review is good. And I'll get the raise, but I went and talked to him because I know I've been working there for a year. I was like, yo, when did I start working here? I'm just curious. And he goes, oh, let me look. What do you think? When do you think you started? I said, June 6th. He said, it was actually the 4th. You know what that means? I'm like, I get a raise. He said, yeah, I'm actually working on that right now. And I walked out of that office. I was like, you were not working on anything. Stop lying to me.
That's
hey,
good.
Only me and you know who we're talking about.
Right. Yep.
Fuck that boy.
Big R.
Big R and Big J. Fuck them both.
All right. Oh, by the way, thank you for asking how I'm doing.
How are you doing?
I'm doing
yeah,
well.
How
you
are
know?
You doing, bro?
Well, since I'm unemployed, I've been just... taking up a couple things, started golfing.
God, you're like a 65-year-old man.
All right, just for the record, show
just
that
I'm unemployed now.
Let me finish.
You retired.
Well, just a little fun fact about me.
Yeah.
I hate you.
My bad.
It's like Grace. Oh, you thought
I'd break your neck.
You did. But no. Well, for those that don't know, I actually have arthritis in my whole back and my knees. So yes, I'm basically retired in 60.
Wait, do you actually?
Yeah, I have to go see a specialist at the end of July again.
I didn't know that.
Yep, take medicine for it. It sucks. It sucks.
At least you got the back support you need.
That is true. I wish we had a back support sponsorship. I could plug them right there. But no, I've taken up golf. I'm basically retired in 60 at this point.
What'd you shoot on 18?
On the 18, we went to Oak Tree. Pretty sure I shot like 75. It was a 70 for par.
Hey, if my friend Jack Dom is listening right now, I want you to think back to last summer every time we went golfing, and I whooped you every time. I think my best shot on 18 is 32.
Wait, bro, while we're on the subject.
I'm kidding.
I would have killed you.
Okay.
You would have
knowing
been...
someone who shot at 32. Shout out Dylan.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, on an 18.
Ask him.
Dylan, have you shot at 32?
Yep.
On 18 or on 9?
36.
All right, wait, bro, you guys know how the state
played 36? All right.
What'd you say?
This how our state, like, because our state, or our golf team with the state, I don't know if they.
I don't know how they did.
I don't think they made it past day two.
They got to day two, but I don't know if they made it past.
Still made it to state. Congratulations.
Shout out them. But shout out. We're going to go ahead and get into the first topic today, which could be a little controversial, but probably not. We're just going to be talking about the NCAA and whether they should be paid or not. I think.
Yes.
You think yes?
Yes. Absolutely.
1,000%. I second that. I'm going to go with yes.
This is tricky. I don't think so.
I don't.
Let me hear why.
We have two yeses and two noes.
Yes. Yeah. I don't believe that they should be paid.
Let me hear the no's first.
Let me hear the yeses first.
No, I'll go.
All right.
I got it.
Give your points.
Listen, there are a few select players in the NCAA that bring in, like, the amount of money that they do. Like, Zion, like, that's literally the, like, 1% in the NCAA that brings in money. But you got to think overall, like, every single player in the NCAA who plays for a college team, you think they should be played or paid?
I think they should.
Like, with the scholarships and shit they get, and the amount of buys and passes they get when it comes to, like, classwork and going to class.
That is true.
I think if you were to account of all the money that the NCAA rakes in just from televising things and, you know, like, all of the sponsorships and everything they do, all the events that they hold, the tickets, sales, whatever, I don't know if that goes to the school or the NCAA, but you're telling me, even with scholarships to those schools, that would add up to all of the money that the NCAA earns?
Yes. So, Jonah brings up the NCAA television and televising stuff. Well, Business Insider did the article where the 2016-2017 season, the NCAA brought in $1 billion worth of revenue, which, I mean, they just distributed that, and they keep portions of it to keep televising it.
Yeah, they redistribute that money, like, not just to schools, but also, like, other sports in the NCAA.
People got to get paid.
Organizations and shit. So it's not like they're just holding on to that money for themselves.
I see what you mean, but I'm not saying, like, each player in the NCAA should get millions of dollars. I'm saying maybe, like, I don't know.
At
like,
least, like, a small cut.
Yeah, like I'm talking to...
But I mean, you're getting a full ride.
Good amount of money. I mean, like,
more than likely, you're getting a full ride through college.
I think depending on how popular the
school...
How popular the sport is, obviously basketball and football, those players should be paid more. Then that could bring back more money because it would eliminate the whatever the controversy is with the names being shown in like video games and stuff. They could bring those back and make money that way.
Go to what you said. You said like
talking about scholarships?
No, like you said the only people who should be like pay is like Zion Williams.
Well, that's like there's like the top 1% people know their name like consistently.
Okay, but think about it like this. Think if everybody in the NCAA got paid the same amount no matter what. They just got a percent of the gross revenue that the NCAA got brought in. So that means obviously Zion was like the most watched college basketball player. It's kind of like thing with, like, Lonzo.
Would you want him to get paid the same as everybody else?
I mean, that would eliminate, like...
Do you think that's fair to him, though?
But, yeah.
I mean,
he's racking in those views.
You get paid... You get to keep, like, a small percent of your scholarship money to live off of anyway. Like, from a full ride. I'm pretty sure it's, like, $600 or $700 for, like, just, like, household stuff.
Yeah, just to, like, live.
But I mean, if you gave everyone who participated in the NCAA, like that actually played, whatever you want to say, the same amount of gross revenue, like I think that would be.
Then that just gets into fairness of like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Zion is bringing in
more money,
a lot more people than this fucking bench player who's not even playing, they're getting paid the same.
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense. He's gonna go to the NBA and make more money.
Well, that's
but that's not the point because you're focusing directly on college.
I think that
you don't
know
how much they're going to make in the NBA.
I think
that's a hit or miss.
The athletes that don't play as much or don't play at all but still get paid the same. Let's just say they just pay the starters. Okay. So someone like Zion, people think he should make more money than people who aren't as, you know, like
good
as he is. I think that it just.
I think one thing they should do instead of paying them directly, all right, they'll get a full ride to college, whatever. And you got to think, like, full ride to, like, Duke, that's a lot of fucking money.
How much is Duke?
Duke's tuition, I think, is like $40,000.
Right, he's looking it up.
$40,000 to $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
And if you're getting a full ride all 4 years, that's max probably like.
Well, I mean, half of them only stay 1 year.
I know, but I'm just saying if you take advantage of that.
51,265.
Okay, so if you multiply that by four, that's a hell of a lot
of
money.
It's about 200 grand.
Probably way more than they would get paid if they were to make some sort of revenue off the NCAA versus getting a full ride. So you got to think
5 grand.
They're actually earning. They're not earning more money in the sense that it's physical, but they're earning more money in the sense that they're going to college basically for free without having to pay almost a cent compared to what they would earn if they were to earn some sort of revenue from the NCAA.
Well, let me bring up this point. I reached out to one of our friends, Gavin Bazell, because he was a D1 basketball player.
Where does he go?
He did go to Duquesne and play in Pittsburgh, but he transferred to Toledo, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I texted him. I said, what's your opinion on whether or not Division I athletes should get paid by the NCAA? And he said, this is what he said. He said, absolutely. D1 athletics, particularly basketball and football, is straight business. We are treated as employees rather than student athletes.
Which is true.
Think about that.
Because, I mean, it's almost like a marketing gig, if you really think about it. Like, Zion brought in... I don't want to upset any Duke fans, but, I mean, I don't really, like... I don't watch Duke that much, but Zion was probably like the most hyped up thing for Duke in the past.
He easily brought
years.
In millions of dollars in revenue.
Yeah.
Easily.
So, I mean, you take that and just give like a piece to everyone. I think it would be just fine.
I mean, everyone's
getting paid.
Fair.
There's nothing to complain about. Unless you're like, I do more, I should get
that's
paid
where the
more.
Problem
that's where, and you know there will be those people that want that.
Even if they would allow that, how would they determine who gets what kind of payment? Because I mean, you can't pay everybody.
I mean, you could do it like this. Honestly, you could do starters get a certain amount, bench get a certain amount,
a little bit less than the starters,
but nothing like detrimental.
But yeah. Would all the starters on every single NCAA team get paid the same?
I don't think it would be an issue like now. I think it would be down the road. Because let's say next season they started playing, let's just say basketball players in the NCAA. I don't think anybody would complain because they're getting paid. But if you look further down the road, I think people would start to complain because of their talent. And
because they're not getting paid the same, or they're not. Or what they don't think they should be paid.
What if they just got a percent of all ticket sales?
But then you have to divide that percentage among who's the best, who's the worst, who's bench, who's starting.
They don't
have
to.
Starters and bench. Or you can just give everybody a piece of the cake.
I mean
it's better than not being paid at all.
I know what you mean, yeah. But I'm still on this tuition thing. Like you're honestly making more if you stay all 4 years and get that full ride. You're not only getting a full ride, but you're also getting the education that would be a worthwhile investment in the future. If you don't get the NBA,
if you don't go pro,
yeah,
okay.
That's another point that you get something to think about though is if you're paying them salaries, right? Like yearly salaries?
For NBA?
For NCAA. You're proposing we pay them like a salary, right? For the season?
I wouldn't say
or a
year salary.
Would it be
like a season or would it be spread across 12 months?
Well, I mean, it'd probably be different every year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you couldn't, unless. I mean, you could keep it the same, but that would probably.
But are you wanting,
that would cause the same argument all over again, unless you just kept, like. No matter what, if you kept like upping it to like a certain percent, or unless you kept the same percent, say if they made $2 billion and you get that same percent, I mean technically the NCAA would still be in profit.
Yeah,
well, if you made more, but I mean, nobody knows that they're gonna make $2 billion next year, $3 billion the next 2 years.
But are you wanting like a salary?
I mean, you can't have. I wouldn't call it a change that much.
I would just call it like a percent. Like a cut of the gross.
But like a job, like you would get paid. You get that check.
You'd get paid at the end of your season.
Okay. Well, the problem with that is, though, you would have to pay taxes on that salary, right? Or on that paycheck, right? So.
Would you?
Yeah, you'd have to. So they would already be getting.
Under the table.
They'd already get paid less money because of the taxes. And then you rise. Because you have the federal tax, they take a percent of that. But then you have state taxes, which could vary between states. So. States that have lower taxes could draw in more students that want to play at that highest level.
Then,
it could be really unfair, honestly.
Well, then you have
the
issues that if you pay everybody the same cut, because I'm going off the NCAA revenue, they're handing out a percentage to each school or each team or whatever, and they're all getting paid the same. If you have a state like that, like say Duke, Duke pays more taxes state-wise than, like, Illinois. Not which true. Is, I don't know.
Because Miami has, what, no state tax or something like that?
I don't
that?
Know. I'm just using this as an example.
Yeah.
So, Zion and people in an Illinois college, Duke, whatever, they pay the same federal tax, all right? So, they're still earning the same. But then, students from Illinois who make that money from the NCAA are paying less taxes, so they're actually earning more money, even though they're probably a shittier team than, say, Duke.
Okay, then what if you did it off ticket sales, like I said?
You'd still pay taxes.
Still same thing. You still have to pay the state
tax.
Okay,
you still get taxes, but the lower schools will get a lower amount. It's basically the same. It's I think I literally just repeated the same thing that you just fucking said. But, I mean, like, Duke averages what? They were damn near full house every Zion home game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, some D1 college in Illinois, like, they might not sell out every single seat. But, I mean, if they're bringing in those ticket sales, like, I think they should get that cut. Should get cut for what you
produce. I think the ticket sales is a good idea.
What you produce.
Well, then you have the issue of, like, talent. Because, I mean, what if there's a kid on an Illinois team who's talented, but they don't have enough people coming in, so he's not getting paid as much. But then there's people on Duke who are not as talented.
It just depends on how you hype them up. Like, Zion was probably the most hyped up high school basketball player. Like, he was above, like, LaMelo, LiAngelo, Lonzo, Kemba, like, all of them. Like, RJ, Cam. Like, he was above all of them. But, I mean, they all ended up going to Duke, right?
Yeah.
Like, Cam, RJ, Zion, all of them went to Duke. But, I mean, think if – what if Zion went to Illinois, RJ, Cam went to Duke?
I mean, it'd be probably the same just because of the hype.
Exactly.
But
I mean, if you recruit like a hyped up and most like a more talented player, you're going to bring in more revenue, more ticket sales. But I mean, then again, it all just comes down to recruiting.
Well, like, then you also have to look at like campus size, people in the area. Like Duke is pretty fucking hate, like big campus.
Yeah.
So they have a ton more students compared to like a D1 college in Illinois. Plus, like the arena size. Like, what if one arena can only hold like 1,000, the other one can hold 5,000?
I mean,
then you got the issue there.
That's what they did in high school. Like, Zion's games got sold out. There's people standing. There's people selling tickets for, like, I think $300 to just, like, stand at the entryway and listen to the game.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even see it. But, I mean, if you have that much hype, that they're going to eventually expand.
For one student?
I mean, if
for
they...
For 1 year? I don't think that. I don't think so.
Once they graduate...
Especially Zion.
But I mean, if you put them on, that, I think it's all just about putting them on the map.
I understand that, but I think the only way to fix that problem is by letting high schoolers go directly to the NBA.
Then no college would get hype. You would get talented players, but I mean, if they're not good enough to go directly to the NBA.
I mean, like.
Then, I mean, college basketball wouldn't be as hype.
Again, it's like the top 1% that's going to end up in the NBA.
You have to keep in mind this isn't just basketball.
I know, but I'm just focused on like
popular.
You give high schoolers a chance to go to whatever professional sport right out of high school. Obviously, with football, it's different because college is like the main.
That's what Bryce Harper did, but I mean,
yeah, it's like a very few people do it.
But I mean, you can't do that in basketball.
I mean, you used to be able to
go to the G League.
But you used to be able to do that. LeBron did it.
Yeah.
So why did they change it? Do you know?
I don't know.
I was just curious if you know. But, like, I feel like that would solve issues when it comes to, like, distribution of how much money.
Probably because market sales would go down. Because think if RJ went straight, Lonzo went straight, Kemba Walker went straight, LeBron did go straight. I don't know if Kobe went straight.
I think
like
he did,
all these NBA stars, if they didn't go to college, like Melo, if he went straight, like it would – colleges wouldn't have nearly enough, I think, ticket sales to even, like, produce that.
Or, to produce to even, what? Like, a salary for players?
Yeah.
Well, then you wouldn't need a salary for players because it's not as hyped. Because why would they come watch?
I don't remember where the fuck I was going with this, but it was rolling better in my head. Hold on. I forget what – I don't even remember what the fuck we were talking about.
Well
– Hold on.
No, let me transition to like a different aspect of it than just them being paid. Like, what about the perks that they get because they are college athletes?
Oh,
what would you propose that?
Like,
that is like a form of payment.
Name a perk.
Yeah, name some of the perks.
Wait,
like teachers would be more lenient with them.
Stories of how lenient some I'm focusing basketball here, but some basketball players, like, they get some pretty good passes when it comes to classes, missing classes, not taking assignments.
Yeah, like, was Kentucky? I think it was Kentucky. They all didn't go to class for, like, the whole March Madness tournament, and they all passed with straight A's.
Yeah, but no other normal student is going to...
Exactly.
Just traveling like they are. They don't have an excuse to.
But, I mean, they ended up finding out about that.
And I think that they're the professors and everybody knows that those athletes... One, I don't think half of them are smart enough to be where they are.
Exactly.
And two, they're not there for the education. If they're a good player, they're not at the school for their education. They know what they want, and it's the NBA. The professors know that.
That's like but that's my point. Like, they're trading in education to go to the league, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then when they don't pay the players, just like everyone else on campus, that they have to still pay their fees and whatnot, normal students have to pay that tuition rather than, like, as in the Duke example, $200,000 a year to go there for a chance to go to the league to make millions and millions of dollars. So what would you say to that? I just lost my train of thought.
Damn near. Welcome to the club, Chief.
Thank you. No, it's like these players are...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, they're trading in education to get a shot to make multi-million dollars.
So, let me break
this down. It's almost not fair to the normal students because they don't have that opportunity to make multi-million dollars.
Yeah, right. Because you said tuition was $51,000 to $65,000 at Duke. Right. So a player gets a pass.
Like, pass if they're is in full ride?
Yeah, a full ride. So they're not paying that tuition, but they're instead of going to class, they're going to practice, games, traveling. Right?
Yeah.
So... So it's in a sense, like you said, they're trading education for sports in order to represent that college. Whereas a student is paying the tuition, the books, fees, all that shit, $51,000 to $65,000, and they're going to class, so they're trading in sports for education.
Are they turning?
So I think it's an equal trade off, and I don't think that they should be paid in any sense.
Like that is
because you could argue the fact that they're practicing harder and student athletes practice, go to games, all that shit, but students are studying harder, they're working harder in terms of education.
Yeah. We're going to count out, like, the anomalies of the people that go to college and then become, like, billionaires. Like, we'll just exclude
those. I mean, that's very rare.
Those those are rare that those people, but I'm saying, like, the people that go in for, like, certain degrees, such as, like, accounting and finance, like, they're trading in that so they get that salary and they'd have to make it up rather than not caring about sports and everything. But the basketball players are going in solely for the purpose of trying to go to the league.
And that's why.
And that's a bigger payoff for them.
And that's why I think that the argument that student athletes, I say that in quotations, work harder is an anomaly because, I mean, students who aren't playing athletics are working just as hard in terms of education, which is why I think it balances out in terms of why they shouldn't be.
Okay, but let's say this. Let's say. Okay, I think I solved it. I think I solved how they can get paid.
All right, Scooby-Doo, let us hear it.
So, the main thing is people go, or like superstars, like top 1%, like you said, blah, 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 whatever. But what if you can only get paid if you stay at least until you get your associates.
So like the
normal. So you have some degree and you had to put some effort towards
into education?
Correct.
I would get on board with that.
Okay.
Because then they're working almost twice as much.
Exactly. Because they have to work for a degree.
Exactly.
At least an associate's. I'm not saying a bachelor's, but I mean stay 2 years, get an associate's, then you can go to the league. And if they're still in the top 1%, they're gonna go first round.
I would get on with that. The only thing you risk there is injury. But I mean like
butt with a young king.
So that's the only thing I would say that's the biggest problem with that.
Get this man on SportsCenter. Just solved it.
And the biggest thing with, like, getting education and being an athlete is that if you get injured, like Kevin Durant, obviously he's older, he's made his money. But, like, say you're 21 or 22, just got out of college into the NBA, and you rupture your Achilles, you're not going to be the same player. Like, if Zion ruptured his Achilles next year, he's not going to come back the same player. And if he has that background education and that degree... Obviously, he's going to make money, yeah.
You'd have something to fall
back on. But he has something to fall back on.
So now we're all in agreement, huh?
I mean, yeah. I'd say they have to get an associate's in order to get paid. And how they would get paid after those 2 years would be like, like when they get that associates, they would get paid, or would they get paid 1 year, like each year?
Would they start getting paid after get paid the 2 years?
After they get
when you get your associates.
Yeah. Okay. That way you complete that requirement.
Well, correct. Well, I don't. Maybe, but the top 1% is just going straight to the league after a year. So you're just
okay.
Basically, then they wouldn't get paid.
Yeah.
They're going to get paid by the NBA.
Yeah, in the NBA. That's the NBA. But we're talking college.
But I mean, so once they're out of the NCAA, they're not getting paid. They're not getting paid.
But I mean, if you get recruited to Duke and they say, you say 2 years, as soon as you get your associates, we're cutting you a check before you get to the NBA. Would you not want to stay 2 years?
No, because you're risking injury.
That's the only risk.
That is a giant risk because you could be like a freshman, like Zion. Come in as a freshman, they'd be like, all right, you say you get your associates, and then you get that check.
Then you would just stay the next 2 years, get your degree.
But that check...
Obviously, it's
but
not.
The check difference is going to be different between the NCAA and the NBA.
NBA, of course.
But then you say he stays in place for that next year, sophomore year, and he shatters his leg, and he's done. He just threw all that away because you said you're going to give him
really
a
little... didn't throw
but
it.
But it's a gamble. It's his decision. Because he can still leave. He won't get paid. But he can stay and get paid.
But I mean,
get paid. He can either leave and get paid much, much more.
Yes, of course. But that,
or
again,
stay,
that's
risk
the
injury.
Only 1%.
But if you throw that
this
option...
This could be for anybody.
If you throw that option...
How many people are going to go to the NBA?
I mean, a lot of people are going to listen to the draft and get drafted. It's more...
But maybe 5% of the 90, of the 100% who play in the NCAA basketball. 5% are going to... declare draft, and 1% is going to get drafted.
That
plus,
is
all right. So let's say the rotating five after the starters are done, right? So obviously they're not going to get as much playing time as in when Zion, Cam, RJ, mm-hmm. and all of them are there. They're probably going to leave after 1 year, and that's their choice, right?
Yeah, because they're going for the.
So I mean, once all of them leave, they move up to starters. They get to show what they got. They get paid and an associate's before. If they go to the league, they go to the league. If they don't, they got an associate's.
Because I think you're focusing on the minority. You have to focus on the majority, and that's 95% of the players in the league. And if you're Zion, you can leave after your first year. You're not going to make your money, but you're going to make your money in the NBA.
That is your choice, though. It's all gambling.
You have to be confident not only in your skill, but your ability to be able to play.
Zion could have stayed at Duke, stayed with his trainers, got... He's already, what, 6'6", 285, an absolute fucking unit. He could have stayed another year, became so much stronger. He could have risked injury, like you said, but at the end he would have been like, damn, I got my associates, got my check from the NCAA, and I'm about to get the check from the NBA.
Yeah,
I guess that'd be fair, but to people like the 1%, it's like, what the fuck is an associate's degree to them? That don't mean shit. They're going to get it in communications, probably.
I mean, maybe, but it's still a degree.
Yeah, it's still like
still
it's,
something.
You still
in paper.
Have something
that says I
worst
completed.
Case scenario.
Fuck, who was that player? It was
Yao Ming.
No, it was an NFL. I think it was an NFL wide receiver.
There's a lot.
Edelman.
Of
them. No, he went
they
back.
Graduated.
No, basically
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, it was Fitzgerald. Yeah, he went to the league, but then he went back and got his degree because he wanted to make his mama proud. I guess that's fair.
Shaq did the same thing. He got his doctorate.
Yep.
And it's a doctor.
A doctor in what?
He's a doctor in education.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes, look it up. It's real.
Fitzgerald got his, what, in communications?
Who?
His Fitzgerald.
I think so.
It was in communications.
Okay, kind of off topic, but what?
You haven't said a word.
Oh, hey, what's up,
John? I'm sorry, bro.
I'm just listening. Like,
That was great. I love it.
Because Dave and Blake were talking, like, good points. More than I thought of, and
hey,
I was just,
Dave.
I don't know. It was
I
interesting
watch
to listen
college
to.
Basketball.
I will say,
it was interesting coming to listen from to. My fucking
hey,
neck.
That
he made me confused.
Well, there was no room for me to talk either, because you two were just going head-to-head back and forth.
I don't even watch college basketball.
Yeah, I literally was just sitting here staring at Jonah for a bit, because y'all were just going, it was
no,
great.
I was looking at Gorski, just kept nodding. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Dave said something, yeah, that makes sense. Did it again.
I agree with you.
I do like the associates point, but overall... They're probably not going to change it, so I at the end of the day.
Well, I heard that they were going to change it the 2021 drafts, that they would let kids in high school go directly to the NBA. I don't know if you
bring it back, honestly.
When did that change?
2006.
It was like after it was after LeBron.
It was after LeBron, but it was like 2 years.
No, I thought LeBron almost got caught in it.
Yeah,
LeBron
that's what I'm saying.
Like
it was like
sneaked his way by.
Yeah, it was like a year or two past.
Y'all remember
they
whole
wanted
like
him in the NBA.
Y'all remember the whole Cam Newton situation? Or was it RG3?
Which one? What was the situation?
The one where he was supposed to go to a certain college, but he didn't. I think it was Cam Newton.
I don't know.
I think he was supposed to... I don't remember exactly. I don't know. But it was like a weird situation of like he enrolled in one college, but immediately like withdrew and then ended up taking like a full ride from another school.
From Auburn?
Yeah, from Auburn.
What earns more money, basketball or college football? What do you think?
I think
basketball.
It's basketball.
College football. Actually,
it's hard to say because especially around the bowl games.
Ticket games for football games are huge.
Football stadiums are bigger.
Bama gets sold out. Auburn gets sold out.
How much are those tickets?
They're pretty up there. I mean, Notre Dame tickets are like, what, 60, 75 for
and
like
you sell out
seats?
An entire arena?
You say good you seats. Can... I say right at the back. I went to one. It was about $75 per person, but we were literally in like the last row on the top.
Yeah, you that was great football. Now. I like those seats. Think about it.
You can even go to like a school, a college team that's not even considered good, like on the same level as like Auburn or
and they'll still
Purdue. Love Purdue, but they're let's just agree they're not. They don't have the best football team, and it's
that Ohio State game.
I mean, they have some good games, but I'm a Purdue fan, so don't. But like,
if you go to
one of those games, the stadiums are basically sold out.
Yeah, I would say college football. Now that I think about it, you got ticket sales, and you got TV, and then
With that though, there it's more spread out because of the different arenas. But then you have March Madness,
and
which brings in
games.
a ton of money.
Floor seats for March Madness average like $3,000.
I don't know. I think it'd be close.
What about the bowl games though?
Like Rose Bowl?
Yeah,
I'd say more like championship games.
I'm gonna look up average. Average ticket for a Rose Bowl, boy.
I think that'd be pretty close. Cause
probably close to the same, but
I would say
that March Madness has a ton more hype, though.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't see people making brackets for...
for the playoffs, the college. Yeah. I would have to know what the seats are like for the NCAA finals, and then the football finals, and then the basketball finals, what the ticket sale difference is. Because you're going to have a lot. I don't know. Depending on where it gets played, there are going to be more seats, and that's where pricing would be different. But
nosebleed Rose Bowl tickets are $573.
Jesus Holy Christ. Cow.
Football makes the most.
Football probably,
they do.
Yeah, and they're sold out. Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, everyone loves Alabama.
Football
not everybody loves Alabama.
Everyone knows Alabama.
I like watching Clemson football.
Football brings in $31.9 million in revenue, while men's basketball brings in $8.1 million.
When was that?
I don't know if that's true.
When was that? Like, when does that say, like, a date?
2016?
It's probably still accurate now.
This was 2019.
The draft class for this year was insane.
That's what it said. But really? I don't know if this is accounting March Madness. Because this was January 2019.
Look up average March Madness revenue. Because it has to be up there. With all the hype and stuff like that.
They're both. I think college sports are so much more fun to watch than. Yeah. I wouldn't say NBA over college. I love watching college basketball.
There's a couple NBA players I don't like watching. James Harden being one of them.
You don't like watching James Harden?
No.
Yeah, thank the Lord KD's out. I don't like watching him.
Whoa, buddy.
I don't like KD.
You might not
but
like him, but
he's a fucking. He's
not saying he's a bad player. I just don't like him.
I don't say.
Thank God he's out. That sucks, dude.
You think? Oh yeah, I'm praising that he got hurt. Oh no.
The Raptors fans were
the Raptors fans.
Yeah, Raptors fans were cheering.
Dude, that actually made me mad. I don't even like either team, but that made me mad.
Yeah, the only person like I saw was like Kyle Lowry because that's like who I was watching. And he was just like, guys, shut the fuck up.
Obviously, I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Kyle Lowry, bowling ball.
I mean, Mr. Choker.
Kyle Lowry's bowling ball.
He pissed me off. I was talking with someone. I said, Raps in five. They had a chance to win in five.
Bowling ball messed it up.
Hey, who you got, though?
If Kevin Durant didn't get injured, Golden State would have won.
I got Raps in six.
Yeah, Raptors.
But Raptors.
Kevin Durant's first, what, four shots in...
Yeah, he had 11 in 12 minutes.
Two of the four were in... I forget who was guarding him. Was it Kawhi? Was Kawhi guarding KD? I don't know, but they were all in his mouth. Like, actually just pulled up after a serious calf strain. And Buddy's dome piece.
I thought, dude, Kawhi popped off, though. He needed to in the fourth.
Kawhi had a heat check in the fourth.
Hey, who you taking one-on-one? That's playing in the finals right now. Who you taking in one-on-one?
David Cutler.
Hey, the way that you think you can beat?
Not that you think you could score 5 points.
What are some bench players on the Raptors?
That you think you could score 5 points on before they score 30 on you.
Kyle Lowry would miss every shot, so Kyle Lowry.
I don't even want to fuck with.
I think I'm gonna go with Curry.
I don't want.
Do you say Curry?
You're.
I don't want to fuck with Van Vliet. He has a goddamn clip.
Wait, bro. When he was on Wichita State, he was disgusting.
Yo, yeah. Draymond. I'll take Draymond.
Hold on.
Draymond would smoke.
I need to pull up something that shirt.
He would smoke your ass,
bro. Draymond hit that green bean in the fourth.
He would get 7 technicals before he got 30 points.
Oh, Boogie. I take Boogie. He'd get fouled out by the time he scores 30. He'd be fouled out by now.
Okay, so Van Vliet, his stats before and after he had a kid. Apparently, after he had a kid, he just turned fucking nuts. So prior to son's birth, 15 games, 4 points per game, 26% from field goal, 8 for fucking 41 from 3, 20% from 3-point. After son's birth, 3 games, 16 points per game, 68 from field goal, 14 for 17 from 3-point, 82 from 3.
Yeah, now he's got to provide for his family, bro. Yeah, he's like, oh, shit, I got to start playing.
I got to actually start making shit.
I want my son to start bragging. Is it a son?
Yeah.
I want my son to start bragging about me.
Bro, by the way you said that, I almost, for a little second, could have fooled me by saying he was the one that was pregnant.
Oh, hell no.
You said after his son was born, he went beast mode. He's been carrying it for 9 months.
Serena Williams played as a fucking NBA, bro.
Dude, his stats, fuck.
Bro, I knew he was good when he was on Wichita State. He was a monster.
There's a lot of sleepers in this draft.
He got him to the Final Four.
All I'm going
to
say, Taco Falls, goddamn cheat code, get him out of the NCAA. But he's like 7 foot. Doesn't even have to jump to dunk. Zion was boarding on his ass, though, so I'm nice with it.
Well, up next on our agenda,
we got
Joyner Lucas and the Logic release ISIS. And there's some controversy behind that song, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, most of it's the military uniforms.
The military uniforms thing. I mean, squash one of rap's biggest beefs.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Drake and Meek Mill.
I said one of rap's. Well, for people that don't know, Tech N9ne had a song called Sriracha that had Joyner and Logic on it, and Joyner went hard, and he said that Logic didn't try hard on the song, which is almost disrespectful. And then Joyner released I don't know the name of the song. It was like a suicide prevention song kind of thing. And then Logic dropped the 1-800 song, and that one blew up. So Joyner thought that Logic bit off him. There we go. And so then they finally released ISIS, which smacks.
It's a heater.
It's a great song.
I did not expect that song to, like, those two to ever.
A good collaboration.
Collab.
I knew. Yeah. I guess after the beef, I think they wouldn't collab. Yeah, like. But I mean.
They have the same flow style. Worked well.
It does work well together. But I mean, Joyner does this all the time. He had Devil's Work. He had I'm Not Racist. Songs that are supposed to catch the media's attention that are songs that talks about stuff that.
Do you remember? What was the first song you ever heard of Joyner Lucas on?
I'm Not Racist.
Mine was the Panda Remix one or whatever.
No, that was the song that basically had in the music video was white and black dude talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. That was the first one I heard too.
That was it.
The first Joyner song.
That song blew up everywhere. Everyone heard about it.
The first Joyner song I ever heard was I Love. Shout out to homie Kid East. He put me on Joyner.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, Devil's Work. Have you guys listened to that?
Yeah, I listened to that. The only
I saw the music video for the
I've
mu-
only
the
listened
music
to like
video.
Three or four of his songs.
Yeah,
and I really should listen more, but I just
the music video is what really his music videos are what usually brings in the controversy because of what he shows. Like he was saying that like we need to or that God needs to take Donald Trump and give him back like Tupac, take all of these people out and bring people back.
See, I like how this sort of rap, I don't know what exactly to call it, but
content rap,
the faster rapping I like a lot, but there's very few artists that rap fast like Logic and Joyner Lucas that catch on and people actually stick around to listen to.
Yeah, because they can also bring in a message.
Well, yeah.
Like Hobson.
Futuristic did the same thing. Yep. I cannot listen to Futuristic, man. There's something about I don't know if you guys have ever listened to Futuristic, but there's something about him that I just can't get behind.
He's like,
what was his song that blew up?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
There's, I guess, I'll Smoke.
Yeah, that one.
That was a good song. I think it was like 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. I really got into him about 2015, 2016. Really got into him.
He just gets, it feels repetitive to me.
I like his verses. I like his songs, but then I stopped listening to him after like one of his albums with Devon Terrell. But then,
kind of like the Chainsmokers for you, Jonah.
Stop.
Jonah fucking hates the Chainsmokers.
I don't like them either. I mean, they have a few.
Don't even say they have good songs. It's gonna make Jonah start throwing bangers. Shit.
They blocked me on Twitter.
Really?
I wish.
Nah, I wish.
I couldn't argue with that.
Listen, I could make a whole four and a half hour podcast on how much I hate the Chainsmokers if I wanted to.
You know what we should do? We should do that and then bring them on as our special guest.
Wait, actually.
And just go in. Jonah just goes in on them.
Who's one rapper right now you cannot stand?
Blueface.
Fuck. God bless you.
All of you.
I'm sorry. Dave, say Blueface. Come on.
Yeah, Blueface.
Hell
dude,
yeah.
You cannot tell me that he's not.
Oh, we're going back to this.
We're not gonna do it. We'll stay short on this one. Wait, what do you say is the most rapper that I can't listen to?
What?
That you just don't like right now.
That I don't like right now?
Yeah.
You can't stand.
I
thought you didn't like Rich the Kid, Blake.
Rich the Kid? Fuck Rich the Kid and Famous Dex. But fuck Dexter. Blueface. I'd actually rather listen to Riff Raff. I'm sorry.
I hate you.
Oh, my
God. No, okay,
I'm sorry, but that's...
A one rapper that I can't listen to, like, it's really hard for me, Young Dolph. I can't. I listened to it today. Young Dolph.
Never heard of him.
Don't play with me, play with your bitch, Young Dolph.
Yeah, there's just...
Young Gelato?
Same thing with Key Glock.
What?
Hold the fuck on,
brother. I can't get behind Key Glock.
You can't?
No, his opinion on Key Glock,
okay.
I can't get
I don't listen to him that often.
You about to
when
offend
I do,
a whole lot of people.
I really feel like I'm going to get shot.
To offend a whole lot of people.
Their music isn't bad. They have good songs. I'm not a fan of that voice.
In the first episode, Gorski did say that he was going to be the underdog in all these opinions. I think he's doing this for clout right now.
No, I'm not. I swear. No,
clout chasing motherfucker.
No, I
don't like Russian cream. Right, hey, Big Glock. None of them.
Let me. Okay, fine then. You want me to change my answer?
We gotta move on,
Jesus.
Bro. We gotta move on.
No, I was listening to a Young Dolph song today, and I was just like, "There's something about it."
I can't believe you don't like Young Gelato or Key Glock.
Hey, Gorski, let's talk about Steven Crowder and the Carlos Mazza drama.
Fuck.
I don't even know what that is.
We're gonna fill
you
in, buddy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Somebody explain it that so people.
All right. Know. Okay.
You got it.
I got this one.
Oh, I can go in on this one.
I'm gonna give you like the brief.
Stay neutral.
I will stay neutral. I'll go from the start of it, and then we can fill. You guys can go in from there. Steven Crowder is a conservative comedy.
Comedy. Comedy is the key word here.
He does comedic stuff. Conservative. He does a show called "This Louder with Crowder," where he's the guy that does the "Change My Mind" segment. That's a lot how he got really famous. Yeah, and then
That's that guy.
Yeah.
Like Pop Tarts or Ravioli guy.
That's the meme.
That's
most
the
of it's
meme
political.
It's like where he's sitting on a table and
yeah,
it says,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like, change
yeah.
my mind.
Most
yeah,
of it's
yeah,
political,
he's
though.
He's
like,
really
Yeah, like he's done Hate Speech Isn't Real.
Medicare shouldn't be.
Oh, wait, and then he has people like come up and give their opinion
yeah.
and he just shits
and then he
on
argues
them.
With
no,
them.
No, he doesn't shit on him. He just talks
He shits
them.
On some
he's
people.
A lot, like, he's a
he does, but I mean, most of the time it's just like a one-on-one conversation.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, like he just tries to talk to people and have civil
discourse. It's not like,
discourse.
Fuck, what's his name?
Ben Shapiro?
Yeah.
He's a lot less serious Ben Shapiro.
Ben
Shapiro?
He's funny, but he doesn't try.
I know.
He's
just good at
He runs singing. The Daily Wire.
Nope, don't know.
All right, so what's going on?
So, yeah, okay, so,
shout out Channel 1 News.
So then, so...
Yo, what?
Hey, shut up.
Channel 1, where did that come from?
Okay, so then we're going to go... So then, Steven Crowder does this thing where he debunks Vox videos, because Vox does this segment where they talk about political stuff.
I'll talk about Vox.
And they have a host called... Their host is Carlos Mazza, who is a... homosexual Latino male.
Okay.
And so Crowder reviews his stuff, he watches videos and basically critiques it. And so
comedy. It's fucking comedy. Can we just remember that? It's comedy.
But then so he reviews it and he makes jokes. Like he calls him a lispy queer, he calls him gay Latino man.
Comedy.
And so Carla, this has been going on for years too. Like, he does, they've done a lot of videos on Vox, and so then Carlos tweets out, puts on Twitter, went this giant thread of just like hating on Crowder and saying that like YouTube should ban him, and how Steven Crowder doxed him, which he never did. He never advocates violence. Like, that's one of his key things.
He hates doxers. Like, he hates
anybody that wants to bring violence or
dox him. His fans might have doxed him.
Yeah, he doesn't advocate violence or anything.
It's not like he told his fans to go and dox him.
And so Carlos did all these things, and then YouTube went into an investigation on Crowder's channel. They found nothing wrong with it.
Like, they literally said in a tweet, "We have found nothing wrong with the content of this channel."
Yeah, they kept backtracking.
Yeah.
And then, what's really shady about it now is that YouTube and Google now release new hate speech guidelines. Allegedly that they've already been in the works for new guidelines, so it's just really shitty timing on YouTube's part. And then Steven Crowder issued an apology video, basically apologizing to everybody he's made fun of.
No, but
it was purely satire, and it was hilarious.
Was YouTube demonetized his videos, of his videos, so like he couldn't earn any YouTube revenue?
Yeah,
because of the whatever the fuck his about. Name
was. I
complaint
think, didn't have something to do with the T-shirt.
Oh yeah, so there was also this T-shirt that says "Socialism is for allegedly a racial slur." We're not going to say, but it's supposed to say "figs." And because it has F and then a little fig plant and then GS, but people are saying that it's the other word that is very stereotypical of a racist, homophobic person.
That we aren't allowed to
that
say.
Anyways.
That we're not going to say.
I want to get back to the Carlos Maza fucker. Listen.
Whoa, buddy.
Listen, I am not a super right-wing person, but I support the First Amendment. And let me tell you, the First Amendment protects your freedom of speech, bro. I don't care if you're fucking offended. You have the right to say whatever you want as long as you're not getting shot or whatever, or invoking some sort of violence.
Well, there is that, but it's also YouTube, private company.
Yeah, I get that, but
controls
YouTube
their guidelines.
But always said they are a free, neutral platform.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be a problem if YouTube's guidelines weren't what they were, but Crowder follows all of the guidelines, so he's allowed to say what he does.
They literally said, "There is nothing wrong with the content." And then Carlos Maza was like, "Oh my God, YouTube's
kept
against gays.
Kept complaining.
Complaining. He's like, they're not doing enough for Pride Month. He keeps attacking me, blah, blah, blah." And listen, I got nothing against LGBTQ community. I'm just saying the First Amendment is the First fucking Amendment. You cannot demonetize somebody for offending you. And listen, I have nothing against, I mean, Vox, they put out some kind of shit
content,
definitely left-leaning stuff, but there's some good stuff on Vox that I've seen.
That is true.
Like, a lot of the I watched a documentary on Columbia drug war or whatever.
Yeah,
it was a good ass documentary. Like, it showed both sides, what the issue was, what's happening. But then they have some stupid videos where it's like, dude, that makes zero sense.
So
same thing with Vice.
Vice is the same way.
I used to love Vice.
Vice News isn't as bad
as
Vice.
Their documentaries, all of that stuff, which is still up on their YouTube channel.
Oh, Vice has great documentaries.
All that stuff was great, but just something happened 2018, 2019. It changed all these.
A lot. Like, after the election, a lot of people were just like,
they switched up on the gang.
But, I mean, I don't have any, you know, I'm not a right-wing person. I've never really watched Steven Crowder, like, that much, but until this like incident came up, and I watched his video, and then I read Maza's tweets, what YouTube said, so I got both sides. But
yeah,
YouTube fucked up huge.
Yeah, when they said at first, like you said, there was nothing wrong with it, he didn't say anything or do anything really, and then after he started complaining, Maza started complaining, YouTube backtracked on that additional tweet that they put out and just said that they demonetized all of his videos, can't make money. And then they said that they weren't going to remonetize all of Crowder's videos again until he took the link out for the T-shirt that he was selling out of his description or whatever.
Yeah.
Or took the... Yeah, that was it.
Crowder's whole position is that this is since Vox... MSNBC invested $200 million into Vox.
Yeah, because it's a big entertainment, I say with parentheses, company.
Yeah,
it's a news
quotations, not parentheses. But, yeah, his whole stance is like, this is corporate censorship. His show is almost exclusively funded by mugs. He has a mug club service that you have to pay either. It's
like
$100 yearly for people, but then veterans and students. It's veteran students pay $70 a month.
But that's how he makes most of his income. So it's like, it's not the fact that he got demonetized and he wasn't making any money.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a small portion.
That's what I'm saying. It's like this.
It's the bigger message.
It's the corporate censorship over smaller people that disagree with them. And it's just like, you have a $200 million invested company from MSNBC going up against a show that is funded by mugs,
bro.
Imagine that it was somebody that is not as big as
that's what he as that's his
well,
thing.
No, yeah, yeah. Like, not just think about that. Well, Steven Crowder wasn't the only one who got that kind of punishment.
All
there were
of
thousands
the,
yeah, of yeah, channels, yeah. And I read that. I mean, I don't know if this is 100% true, but I've heard rumors and I've read shit about it. But that YouTube was getting rid of like fascist and Nazi videos, like historical videos, like not advocating for anything. It was like Hitler's speech or something. Like they're deleting history in a sense. Like, sure, it can inspire some people, but it's also there to be a reminder.
To inform
and educate people on the wrongs.
What not to do.
And how far out of hand things can get when it comes to people both left and right doing.
It's just annoying to me how YouTube clearly chose one side in this and stuck with that side and then blackmailed Crowder. Basically saying, if you don't take this link out, you're not going to make money off your videos. How's that fair?
And I was fine with Alex Jones because Alex Jones, like banning Alex Jones.
Yeah.
I was okay with that because Alex Jones is a pretty fucking crazy guy. Like, he said some shit that could definitely be
just makes no sense.
Invoking violence.
That's what I'm
people.
Saying. Like, Crowder doesn't advocate violence. No, he's not like an extremist.
Well,
he brings up fair points. He brings up statistics.
And the problem
and all that.
I have though is not just the demonetization, but also it's one sided. I don't think I haven't heard of any leftist organizations on YouTube being demonetized for what they say.
They can say anything they want.
Stephen Colbert. Obviously, listen, I like Stephen Colbert. Colbert Report, great show. His new shit, it's all right. But he's a really left-leaning person. And he bashes Trump every time, every second he gets, whatever. But, like, YouTube hasn't done anything about that. But Stephen Crowder calls him a lispy queer. Bam, demonetized.
Yeah, like,
have
you ever heard of
such a double
same
standard.
Thing? I like watching Trevor Noah. You know who? You
oh,
know who
I
he
love
is?
Trevor Noah.
Yeah,
I went to a show
hate
in February.
Really, Trevor Noah.
I don't know why.
I don't
like Stephen Colbert. I just
they might not have the same opinions as me in
agreed.
Some aspects,
yes.
But I do. I enjoy
as them. A comedian. He's hilarious.
I agree with that. I don't like them not because they don't agree with me. It's like they run a late night show. Their job is to be funny. Their job is to do this certain things. I don't find them funny. In a sense, same thing with like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
I don't like Jimmy Fallon because he's not funny to
it's
me.
Fake.
Yeah,
it's like, fake.
It's
he's
very
fake. Him
yeah.
and Jimmy Kimmel are fake.
Yeah, that's
I
what I'm saying. Like, and well, when these like late night show hosts get all political and get all that, that's just it. Just rubs me the wrong way because they're doing it almost for just ratings.
Well, I think that the Daily Show, when Jon Stewart was the Daily Show host, I don't know if you guys ever watched Jon Stewart.
Yeah,
because he. I mean, if you saw
I
in the news,
so.
He,
I think I know
he recently had a speech at Congress. He literally bashed the fuck out of Congress. It was a really good speech. But The Daily Show has always been a political late-night show. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, Trevor Noah hasn't changed that.
Yeah.
But David Letterman was never
I like David Letterman. I like James Corden. I think he's pretty funny.
James
Corden is good. I like his carpool carrier. Because, like, what he does what a late-night show host should do. It's
should
funny.
Do. Conan is the same way.
Yeah, he reports the
Conan
news.
Conan is the best late-night show.
See, I was talking to my
and
dad.
Talks to celebrities. Like, it's funny.
Yeah.
I was talking to my dad, and he was like, he was saying how he used to love watching these Comedy Central night shows yep. and just all these cool. night shows. Why does everything have to be political?
SNL is the worst.
Just take it out, man. Like I think that's part of the reason nobody really watches those shows anymore.
Yeah.
They're all moving over to YouTube. And of course YouTube puts
it's
them on the
push
trending
that
page.
Out.
They,
yeah.
You know,
trending.
They push it towards people to
that
watch.
That trending page, bullshit.
It really
absolute
is.
Crap.
We can do a whole podcast on that trending
yeah,
that page.
Definitely. But like SNL is funny when it's not political. Except
there's some fun
the Brett Kavanaugh SNL skit
was
is
good.
Fucking hilarious.
But that's like
it's rare though.
One
now.
In 100 videos
yeah.
of a political SNL skit.
Like Stephen Colbert did like the Power Game, the Hungry Games for power. Basically just bashing everybody
oh,
in the election.
Yeah, the candidates and stuff.
It really wasn't that funny. And it's just
I think certain late night show hosts have an acquired sense of humor that you have to have.
Yeah.
Like, people like Jimmy Fallon, I don't, just because I think it's fake. Him and Jimmy Kimmel, I don't think are that great. But I like Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert's. The Colbert Report was by far his best shit. That was so funny. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and move on to another current event. We'll have Jonah take it away.
Well,
because I don't really know much about this topic, so I'll have him explain.
Kawhi Leonard is apparently suing Nike for filing a formal copyright law or a formal copyright on his claw logo, and I don't agree with that really.
Suing Nike.
Well, because Nike, I'm on Leonard's side because I'm confused. Nike. Kawhi Leonard files lawsuit against Nike brand for allegedly filing a formal copyright on Leonard's claw logo without his consent. Leonard basically helped design the logo. And if you think about it, Nike doesn't own that logo. It's his brand. It's, you know, Michael Jordan has his own brand. Depends. LeBron has his own brand. But, like, Leonard's representatives are arguing that Nike falsely reported in the copyright application that the company had created the logo, not Kawhi. But Kawhi's team, Kawhi himself, they're saying that he created the logo.
You're saying Kawhi created it?
Can you prove that he created the logo?
Well, if he...
Like, how do you
prove? I don't know if he can prove. Obviously,
yeah, that's...
I'm sure him and his team can find a way to prove that he created the logo.
I feel like that's also a contract thing. Like, did he create it before he signed with Nike or after he signed with Nike? Or was there something in the contract that says whatever you create is part of our... He did it with Nike
as a team. They came with Leonard and designed the logo. But I don't think Nike should own all of the logo, you know what I mean? Well,
then you have to get in the definition of created. Did he sit down and physically draw it?
That's what it basically said.
Did Nike give him a option of, like...
Hey, here's four logos. Yeah.
Like, four logos, pick one.
Yeah. I don't...
Well, the way the article was saying it is it was a huge part in the design process of the logo.
Yeah, but if he did it with Nike...
So I think if it comes down to it, I think they should just split the ownership.
I just think it's a contract issue.
Yeah, it's nothing huge, but...
I just think it's like... Well, I mean, he's suing Nike. I mean, more than likely, I don't think he'll win the case just because he was partnering with Nike... I'm assuming he's under Nike's brand.
I mean, if he wins,
so I don't.
See if he wins, Nike will probably drop him.
Yeah,
and he'll go somewhere else.
But, okay, you can have the logo. Adidas. See you later.
Yeah, Adidas. True. They might even not. Adios. They might just say they might let him win the lawsuit and say you're gone.
Yeah, I mean they could. That's what that's honestly what they'll probably do is if you want to take it to court. Here's your logo.
Kind of a dumb move.
He took a that's his. Honestly, to me, that's stupid.
Hey, board man, get paid.
that's stupid, though. That's so funny.
Like, how much is he suing for? $5 million?
I don't know.
If he's not suing for that much, he's stupid because if he doesn't win the case, not only is he not going to get $5 million, but he's going to get cut from Nike.
Right.
And he'll lose the logo, won't he?
No.
If they prove it's Nike's, if he loses... Yeah. They could drop him and keep his logo.
Yeah. But if he wins, he'll keep the logo, but they'll drop him. So you're saying, okay, give me $5 million, but you're also throwing away hundreds of millions of dollars that you could make.
Right.
And he'll probably just go to Adidas. Like,
all right, whatever, you can have
that. Those are things that Nike might even bring up to him and say, look, what you're doing right now is pretty stupid.
Stupid.
I can see him going with Puma.
Puma Master.
Sakomi.
All right.
Did anybody else own a pair of Pumas?
No.
No.
Really?
Actually, I think I did.
Once. I owned one pair.
But I show respect to the Puma Master.
Stop.
Nah. Well, just in with new current event news. This is decent to talk about. I just saw it on Twitter. Is that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is now retiring from press secretary.
Bro, that's got to be the most stressful job of all time. Did you see the picture of like all the people who have left the office?
Nah.
So it's like... I gotta find it, but it is fucking ridiculous.
What, do they all just look depressed?
No, like, stressed so it's got out. A picture of everybody at the start of Trump's administration who was in office, and then as they left, their picture's been, like, blacked out, and there's, like, six pictures left. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, the reason why is because she wants to try to run for governor for Arkansas, so she's going back. So, like, at the end of this month, she's no
longer... She could say that. I wouldn't believe that. The amount of shit she's gotten from the press is unbelievable.
That is true.
Not, I mean, I don't agree with everything she says. Some of the stuff she says, to me, is fabricated, and she's had to go back multiple times to clarify certain statements, but...
Yeah, but that was just some current events that I saw.
That job's gotta be stressful, especially in this time.
Oh, yeah.
So we're about an hour right now, so I say we just quick shot these last few things we're gonna talk about.
This is the fun segment of the show.
So... We're going to introduce a brand new segment to the Fool's Cast called Things to Think About. And these are just a couple of questions from throughout this past week that will leave us and yourselves thinking. And the first one is celebrity crush.
I'll take this one.
I'll go first. Mine's Natalie Portman.
Whew. I can go on with that. Mine would be Zendaya.
Oh, Mike, how about you? Hold on. I'm figuring out her name.
Gorski?
I'll probably go with Charlie XCX. Some reason there's just something about her.
Who?
I'm like, yeah.
Buddy just name a rapper?
She's a singer.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, but.
She's a, you know the chick, the song Fancy with Iggy Azalea? She's on that song. I don't know, there's just.
Fuck Iggy Azalea.
Hey, I'll take your word for it on that one.
Yeah.
I just think, okay. It's like, to me, I just think she's fine.
Blake, who's yours?
Nina Dobrev. Stupid
who?
Fine.
I don't know who that is.
Nina Dobrev, look her up. You won't regret it. Actually, change my... Change my answer.
This guy's got two, apparently.
Actually, I do have two. Nina Dobrev and Rachel D'Amita. Rachel D'Amita, you should know who that is. Do you know who Rachel D'Amita is? You better. We're not fucking friends
anymore. What'd she do? What's she a celebrity her name again? For?
Rachel D'Amita.
What is she...
Wait, what does she do?
Hold on. Wait for Cam.
Debrina?
Debrina? Charlie XCX.
Who?
Rachel D'Amita. Do you not know who that is? You're going to piss me off,
dog. Dude.
You can see his face getting madder, bro.
I don't know who this is.
Buddy.
Who is it?
Dude, I have no idea who this is.
Just let me see this Mother Trucker, sorry. Christian podcast, my B.
This is a Christian podcast. I really... Rachel D'Amita.
You know who it is, buddy.
I probably do, but I just don't know...
What do you know who the fuck that is?
No.
I have no clue.
I didn't know who the other chick was, too.
Rachel D'Amita.
The girl who got stuffed by Quavo.
What?
Oh!
Yeah!
Okay, I know who that is now from the celebrity game.
Yeah, it's the girl who got fucking bodied by Quavo in the celebrity game, and she used to be the 2K, like, talk show girl.
I'm sorry, when you said stuffed, I thought you meant like
Yeah, that's what exactly I thought.
Did you not hear Blake, like, 3 seconds ago? This is a Christian podcast.
Yeah, like, I didn't say fuck Vox, like, literally 20 minutes ago. All
right, our second...
It was marital, of course.
Our second and final question for this week is, what animals other than humans have chins? Name me one.
Chins?
Chins, not a jaw. Dogs don't have a
chin. Chimpanzee?
The door is right there, Dave. Get the fuck out.
Do cats have a chin?
No.
I'd say, like, gorillas. I mean, technically,
all of them have a chin if they have a jaw.
That's not what...
I mean, like, gorillas have chins.
I would say like an.
I mean,
like
a gorilla. For sure,
right, your chin is the bottom of your jaw.
Like primates, like a human-looking chin. Blake.
Gorillas,
all of them. If they have a bottom jaw, they have a fucking chin.
He said human-looking chins.
Define a human-looking chin.
Look at a human. Look at me.
All of us have different fucking chins.
Jonah. We have a chin. Shape. You know what a chin looks like?
Yeah. It's the bottom of your jaw.
Yeah, primates. Gorilla. Primates.
God, okay, every primate who has a bottom fucking jaw has a goddamn chin.
All right, you know what?
Gosh, damn chin.
If you want to let us know what you think, go ahead and you can message us.
Dude, I'm getting heated.
Gorski, just give us your song of the week.
Gee, I'm scared right now because I feel like I'm going to get torched by whatever song I think.
As long as it's not Blueface.
Yeah.
If it's Blueface, holy shit, you better get
ready. Make it a Famous Dex or Rich the Kid song.
Dexter.
Hey, Will Dexter.
About
2 minutes into the song, he says, "Whoa, Dexter." Wait about 45. Yeah, Dexter. Another 45. Dexter. Another 45. Then the song starts. Choose carefully.
I'm going to choose very carefully. I can do my album of the week, too.
Do it.
Young Gravy Sensational.
Yo, no cap. The song with Lil Baby is not bad.
Alley-oop, yeah. Song of the week is going to be... we're going to go with... Fuck, I just had it. It's called DYSWIS. It's by From the L. FromThxL. Rapper that I've found out about, pretty good, big fan of. Like, that's the name of the song. It's just a bunch of, it's like D dot, Y dot, S dot, W dot, I dot.
No one is going to remember that. Christ. What was the artist's name?
From the L, but the E is an X.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a cod gamer.
I mean, I messaged him, like, he's...
But he just changed his gamer tag for the first time.
Hey, man, holy, I asked him if he'd be down to do the podcast. He said he would, so you can talk your shit.
Hey, that sounds like Xbox.
But it's actually a really good song. I've gotten into him for like the past month now.
From the L.
Pretty cool guy of mine. Pretty good friend.
We had some really good conversation today.
Yeah, pretty good.
We did.
I'm just excited to start getting them guests on. Those are going to be fun times. Well.
Coming very soon, as soon as we figure some more things out.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the delay on everything. Yeah. About the delay on guests. Also, about the delay on the podcast.
Yeah, this week was fucked.
It's been a rough week.
Should be back on schedule though.
Yes, your regularly scheduled program should be coming up soon.
You guys ready to wrap things up?
Yep. Yeah, I think pretty good. Did.
All right. We thank you all for sticking around with us for another episode of The Fool's Cast. Be sure to check us out and drop a follow on our Instagram and Twitter by searching at The Fool's Cast. Our podcast is currently available on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Anchor with Apple and all other podcast platforms still pending and in the works. With all that being said, if you want to become a supporter of the podcast to help ensure all future episodes, head on over to anchor.fm/thefoolscast/support and check it out. We thank you for all the support that you guys give us, and it is pushing us to work harder and harder each episode. And yeah, it's been real. See ya.
See ya. See ya.